Once again, there's frustration that not enough women are being recognised. Only a third of the inductees to the Order of Australia are women, and that's lower than last year. It's sparking an outcry from former award winners and gender equality advocates. Oliver Gordon reports.
Murray Coleman has been a trailblazer throughout her life. The first woman to head a government agency in Australia, she was named an Officer of the Order of Australia in 2011. But this year, she's appalled that the number of women receiving similar honours has fallen by more than 1%.
Good heavens, only one sector has nominated more women than men, and that's librarians. Although, we need a much more proactive system of organising organisations and individuals to nominate women.
In contrast, the UK's New Year honours list came close to gender parity in 2018, with women making up 49% of those recognised.
The UK made a very conscious decision a number of years ago that they wanted to ensure that there were equal numbers of men and women, and they've done it.
Carol Schwartz was named a member of the Order of Australia in 2006 for her contributions to business and the not-for-profit sector. She's also calling for reform.
I think that there needs to be some real systemic change around the honours system. I think that, you know, it's been discussed and acknowledged now for years that women are underrepresented in the awarding of those honours.
Dennis Moriarty is a former senior Victorian public servant who in 2003 received Australia's Centenary Medal, which honours those who've made a significant contribution to Australian society or government. He argues the honours system loses credibility whenever the gender balance is skewed towards men in prominent or prestigious professions.
Women have been underrepresented, the community workers have been underrepresented, and the politicians and the captains of industry are the ones that are stealing these awards and making the awards meaningless.
The Order of Australia awards are approved by the Governor-General of Australia. A spokesperson from the Governor-General's office said there was more to be done to achieve its goal of greater gender parity, but positive steps were being taken.
More men than women are nominated for the Order of Australia. However, over the last 12 months of our campaign to increase diversity in honours outcomes, we are delighted to report that there has been a 40% increase in the proportion of nominations for women.
Minister for Women Kelly O'Dwyer says she wants to see more women awarded, but she says it's up to the public to ensure more women are nominated for the honours system.
I would certainly encourage more Australians to nominate more incredible women from their communities.
Federal Minister for Women Kelly O'Dwyer ending Oliver Gordon's report.